The hills are alive with the sound of Jeremy. Oh.
Hey, guys. That was only a little bit worse than Carrie Underwood.
Thank you. Welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick.
Better than Stephen Moore.
Okay, before we get into the review, guys, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
We'll never talk about it again.
So the review is about Fast and Furious 6, but today is also
Welcome to that review. Welcome, Jeremy.
Welcome, everyone. What they showed on TV earlier today on NBC, right? NBC?
Right, or yes.
On NBC was The Sound of Music Live, which was not very good.
No, it was terrible.
I think we can all agree that was not very good.
No, it's not.
There are a lot of jokes about how Carrie Underwood was channeling January Jones as Betty from Mad Men.
And you could literally see the microphone on
I think
the
they did
TV.
That on purpose. I think they were just playing it off like, hey, this is all stage stuff. It's supposed to be like a theater. Yeah. Everyone on Twitter was really excited, especially DiGiorno's Pizza.
Yes, that was the best.
They were great. That wasn't very good. I think Jeremy watched the most of it.
Jeremy did, because I went to go skip rope like a pussy for like 30 minutes while he was watching it. Was it good, Jeremy, the 30 minutes I missed?
No.
Did you bring your car back inside?
Yeah, I did. I brought my car back inside. Thank you, though.
It's snowy. It's a snowy time.
It's going to be -3. It's going to be 3 degrees tomorrow as a low.
3 degrees is the... No way. That's really cold.
I'm according to my iPhone, dude, and Jeremy as my witness, what does it say for Friday?
You are correct.
3 degrees.
It is 3 degrees.
Noah is not loading. Oh, there it goes. Noah says the low is going to be 14 degrees. Maybe it means 3 degrees Celsius. I don't know.
I don't think it's a city.
Yeah. They don't know what's going on. No one knows what's going on.
They're just guessing.
Right now. I'm looking at it wrong. 6 degrees is what they say. 6 degrees. Okay. That's pretty close. 3, 6.
Close.
That's really close.
All right. That's better than expected.
Yeah.
For consistency.
Yeah. But like no chance of snow or anything tomorrow, so go to class, even though you got your finals.
On here it says. Even though you guys got your finals delayed. Right? When did they postpone the finals to?
They just postponed it like in 2 hours, I think.
Fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, to 10.
Fucking bullshit.
It's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Anyway, The Sound of Music Live was not good.
With Carrie Underwood on NBC. Yeah. Jeremy, what would you say was the biggest problem with it?
The children.
I mean, while Jeremy was watching this, I was on my computer just like, you know, looking at YouTube videos of guitars and stupid things. And, I could hear the children singing, and all I could think about is Kristen Wiig when she does that weird, like, small hands girl on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The children were terrible.
Yeah.
Especially the little...
The tiniest one was garbage.
She was bad.
Wow. We saw her.
Her self-esteem is not being helped tonight.
No, it was not.
And she normally does the grand finale of the...
The stage show?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, no, like I'm saying, the littlest one and some of music
at the very
stays
end. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
That did not happen for this one.
There were specific moments
where I actually watched.
And were sad?
No, I watched and I was like, wow, this is terrible. And Carrie Underwood was reading cue cards. That's what she was doing.
Yeah, it went on for 3 hours, too. So that's kind of a tour de force.
Of terribleness. Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage. Yeah.
And they cut, like, important scenes.
Yeah, the pussy willows or whatever.
Yeah. That is so true.
Gloomy pussies.
Oh, man, that was the best part, Jeremy. Thank you for reminding me. No.
Gloomy pussies.
What is it with you gloomy pussies?
Okay.
Gloomy pussies. But I can't remember if he said... Did he say gloomy pussies, Jeremy?
Or sour pussies.
Or did he say sour pussies?
So what he said, he says they all look like gloomy pussies after Maria leaves back to the dominant.
Yeah.
Yes, but okay, so Maria's gone and then...
So they're all sad and they're gloomy pussies.
There you go.
Yeah, he was... But I can't remember if he said gloomy pussies in the movie... Or if you said sour pussies in the movie.
We'll never know unless we watch it at some point. but to Rerail instead of derail, I guess.
Yes.
Back to Fast and Furious 6.
And why are we doing this, Sam? There's a reason why we're watching this.
So, was it last Sunday or last Monday?
It was Monday or Sunday, right?
It was last Monday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. I thought it was last Sunday. The
or
media
Saturday.
World.
No, Saturday night.
Was it Saturday night? Shit, sorry, that was my phone. I hope that didn't catch it.
It's whatever. But the phone. But we learned of the sad, untimely death of actor Paul Walker, who plays Brian. Is that his character's name?
Brian.
Yes.
I don't know any of the characters' names in the Fast and the Furious movies. I just refer to them as like Vin Diesel or Paul Walker.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like cool girl who turns out to be Gal Gadot. She's awesome. And stuff happens, but due to his untimely death, we decided to do a review for this movie. I have only seen Fast 5 before this one, and I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool, just about as much as I like this one. Maybe I like this one more because there's some cooler cars, but that was a good movie. I think both of you guys have seen way more of the movies than I have.
I saw 1, 3, 5, and 6. What about you?
I've seen 1, 2, 4, 5, and
so he's missed three, which is probably the shittiest installment.
But chronologically, you're still going in order.
Yeah, you haven't seen 3 yet.
I did see Vin Diesel's cameo in 3.
Well, doesn't he just show up at the end? He's like, whoa, here I am.
Yeah, the cameo is bullshit.
Yeah, well, they'll probably remake the cameo if they make a 7th movie. Earlier, I don't know if it was earlier today or late yesterday, they postponed filming for Fast and Furious 7 indefinitely, because I guess Paul Walker's character is like the other original character, right? It was just Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, and
there's a lot of also Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez.
Jordana Brewster were in the original.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Oh yeah, a lot of them were from the same.
I think those are the only four. They're the only four main characters,
but they're the core four characters. Yeah. Losing one of those characters is probably gonna mess up your story a lot. But so that's kind of why we're doing this review, sort of to pay respect to someone who, I mean, like, yeah, Fast and the Furious movies are pretty goofy and stuff, but they do lend a lot to gathering attention to motorsport. I mean, drifting probably wouldn't have been even remotely as big of a thing as it is. I mean, like, they have drifting Le Mans in American Le Mans. Like,
yeah, that's true.
That's something that probably would never have happened without Tokyo Drift being as popular as it was globally. Drifting was something that occurred before that movie.
Yes, exactly.
So do you want to give a synopsis of what the story is like? Because I don't really, like, I haven't seen the older ones, but it's basically them finding...
Well, like,
Michelle
5
Rodriguez's
relies
character.
So much on 4 and then the backstory of 1 and 2.
Okay.
So much so that...
I didn't know any of that, and I still enjoyed it. So it's a good movie. Regardless.
Well, yeah. It made me happy when he said, isn't that a sister? But I will give Jeremy my mic, so it'll definitely sound clear. But Jeremy, why don't you give us the significance of 6 and the plot rundown of it? Are you cool with that? I think you'll do a better job of it since you've skipped 3 and I did not have the wisdom to skip 3.
Oh, and 6 is before 3.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, yes. Chronologically.
So, Jeremy, what goes on in 6 and why is it important to things that happen behind it?
Well, hold on. We'll just... Okay, so 6... Basically, they... The Rock gets them back together from 5, because 5 ended with them splitting up and being millionaires, and saying that they'll help them crack a case in which once they get together, they'll get immunity since they're all technically criminals.
Yeah, and they're banned from the United States.
Right. And that's a basic synopsis of how the plot goes.
Yeah,
that's very true. And the leverage that The Rock puts on Vin Diesel is what, Jim?
The leverage?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay, so I'll just say this part. Okay. I'll say this.
Go ahead and say it.
So the leverage was, you'll think about it. because here's a picture we took from a week ago. Michelle Rodriguez is alive.
Oh.
Because up to that point, I guess they all still thought she was dead. I thought at the end of Fast Five there was something like that, where she was like...
That was like the Easter egg. That was the ending scene.
Yeah. This is supposed to be the Easter
egg. Showing that, yeah. Oh, okay. That was a surprise.
Yeah. Well...
For people not
people who are riveted by the storyline in this very goofy, fun film series. Basically, they're trying to get Michelle Rodriguez back into their cool... fun guy club.
That is Paul Walker's main motivation, even though they don't have much interaction throughout.
Yeah, it's really just about Vin Diesel getting Michelle Rodriguez back. Gina Carano's in the movie, which is pretty cool. I didn't recognize her until almost the very end because she looks really different with makeup and her hair not tied up. If you guys don't know, she's an MMA.
She looked great in the movie.
Yeah. She's an MMA person from like the very early. Couple of episodes of Elite XC. It's not really episodes, they're just like cards of Elite XC. And then she left after she won like a championship, and then she never came back because she started acting. I think she was in Haywire.
And she might be in Haywire.
I think Haywire and something else.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But she looked good. She's great. She had really good. The fighting choreography was really good.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I mean, I thought it was cool.
Let's go down the line, starting with Jeremy. Who is your favorite character?
Favorite character, Jeremy, go.
In this movie.
Character?
In Fast 6.
Well...
Mine is obvious, or it should have been, from me screaming during the movie.
I am gonna have to go with Ludacris.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Ludacris is the eagle eye to this movie. He's what keeps it all together with the numbers.
He's keeping everyone together.
And some harpoon gun he never actually gets to use. It.
He never uses it.
Yeah,
right.
Other people get to use it, but he knows everything about it. He just other people get to use it. Not him.
He's behind the curtain.
Yeah.
He saved Dana Brutzer's life, and no one knows.
Yeah. Yeah, no one knows.
No
except
one gives
for,
him credit.
Yeah, no one. No one's like, great job, Ludacris. They're all just like, oh, Ludacris,
like, oh,
with their stupid computers, you nerd.
Oh, give some comic relief.
Yeah.
Right exactly.
Yeah. With Tyrese Gibson.
Yep.
What about you, Andy? Who's your favorite character?
In this movie, I'm going to have to say The Rock.
Damn it.
Because I know it's yours, too.
Yeah,
he had
the motherfucking
best,
Rock.
He had the best lines in the whole movie.
At the end of the movie, he does a flying rock bottom, and no one freaked out because, I mean, I did, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to watch, because when I watched wrestling is when The Rock was really popular, and he would do that like five times a night. It was good.
Oh, sure. He was fantastic.
It's good fun.
He got liposuction on his chest.
Why?
The Rock. I think he had... His pectorals were too fatty for him.
Oh.
Yeah, so we got liposuction.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense because he looked
perfectly
more,
chiseled.
He looked
ripped.
He looked more ripped than he did ever as The Rock.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? He's back right now as The Rock.
He is back. So he's been around for like a year.
That's why his elbows are as big as Vin Diesel's entire head.
So
that is true.
He's back in the WWE.
Yeah, whatever wrestling thing they're in now. They had like a mix between WWE and ECW.
I think it's WWF. WWE.
It.
I'm sorry.
I used to watch it when it was WWF.
Yeah, back in the day.
Wild,
well, we're dating ourselves now, aren't we, Jeremy?
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, he's back in the wrestling world. He got liposuction on his chest because he looks he looks super ripped now.
Yeah,
he looks great. He looks healthy.
He's good.
He's doing good.
But that was that, man. I'd have to say. I don't know. What about the movie? The movie plot, I feel we could just say is just like...
Yeah, it's not a really complicated plot.
No.
Basically, it's just trying to get a member who has flown, who is kind of like flown the coop back into the coop, I guess.
Yeah, it's, it's like criminal against criminal.
It's like all Fast and Furious, except maybe the first one, they're all pretty forgettable plots.
Well, the first one, isn't it them just like trying to get that car that goes under 10? For the quarter mile?
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I thought that's what it was about.
No. So, Vin Diesel beats Paul Walker in a race in which they bet a 10-second car. That's what
okay.
I mean. So, Paul,
so Vin Diesel
like
has
a running joke throughout the movie that Paul Walker is working for Vin Diesel because he owes him a 10-second car, even though he's an undercover cop.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah, but every movie is different, I think.
Yeah.
The director... Well, the director who did this also did Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, which is Fast and the Furious 4, Fast 5, and now Fast 6. But he's not doing Fast 7.
He fired it really quickly.
Yeah, because Universal wanted to really accelerate the production and everything. And it looks like he takes about 2 years to do each movie, and I think they wanted the next one next year.
Yeah.
So they fired him for someone, I can't remember. But I haven't heard of him before. So, yeah.
But yeah, no, this movie isn't anything different from what you would probably see in a Fast Furious movie to begin with.
Yeah.
But I thought there are lots of crazy things in it that made it special.
Like the tank.
The tank.
Right.
The Rock in general. He was great.
They have more of The Rock in this one than they did in Fast Five.
Fast Five.
I really appreciated
Fast Five. He was an antagonist, kind of.
That is true. Now they're like, oh, he's our best friend.
Yeah.
But this movie was great.
Yeah, it's pretty good
for all the wrong reasons. Highway jumping scene.
So wait, let's do the favorite scenes. Then.
Okay, let's do favorite scenes. Jeremy,
what's your favorite scene?
Here, I'll let you.
You want me to
think about one? Okay.
Okay, so I was about to get my sixth beer in the movie, and I was like, well, I can't leave yet because this is going to happen. And there's a scene where Vin Diesel jumps across the freeway to catch, what's her name,
Gabrielle Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez. That's who it was. And it was so bad, but so great at the same time.
Right.
He should have broken his spine.
Yeah, definitely. Well, because what he does is he leaps across the meridian of a bridge, but it's not like a normal meridian where it's just like there's a meridian. It's not closed off. So there's at least a maybe 10-foot gap where there's just nothing.
Hands down.
And he basically launches himself into Michelle Rodriguez, catches him, and then lands with his back into a car in his car's windshield.
And the windshield barely breaks.
Yeah, yeah. So, it should have at least hurt his back a little bit.
Oh,
Broken a bone or maybe messed up a disc. Exactly. People slip discs golfing. I feel like he should have slipped a disc there.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, that was a cool scene. Do you have your scene yet, Jeremy?
Maybe just a tank going down the road and everyone following.
Yeah, I was thinking there's an episode of The Simpsons where Bart goes crazy. It's my favorite episode of The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
Where he gets on Ritalin. It's supposed to be he goes on Focusin. It's supposed to be Ritalin.
Yeah.
And he goes crazy and takes a tank and he just runs down cars. And it reminded me of that, so I thought that was pretty cool. I like that. My favorite scene is the part where The Rock does a flying rock bottom to the bad guy. Or one of the bad guys, because that was just awesome. That entire
beginning of the movie?
No, that's the very end. When they're fighting in the
hangar.
Yeah.
It's Muscle Man versus Muscle Man.
Well, two Muscle Men versus.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Because it's Vin Diesel and The Rock versus Muscle Man.
And really, a guy who just looks like an ugly Jude Law. Or just a different looking Jude Law.
The main antagonist in the movie, you mean?
Yeah. The main antagonist.
Yeah, exactly.
Whose name is Shaw. By the way, did they say the Easter egg guy's name at the very end?
You mean Jason Statham's name?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't say his name.
That was also actually online.
That was actually a really good Easter egg, I thought.
It's actually online. I could tell you guys who it is if you want, or the character.
Say
it's just his brother. It's Shaw's brother. So
Shaw
that they beat up and supposedly killed at the end of the movie, his name is Owen. His brother is Ian Shaw.
So he's revenging.
Yeah. So
he's killing Han.
Yeah.
To revenge
the
death, I guess.
Yeah. So the next Fast and the Furious movie is supposed to be all against just Ian Shaw.
Interessante.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that should be interesting. Anything? Yeah. Well, see, it's tough with this movie to talk about stuff they did badly.
Yeah.
Because everything in the movie is bad.
No, it's not. It's great.
It is both bad and awesome.
That is true.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah,
you guys are haters.
That's true. I might be a hater. That's right. But this movie was very good, and everything they did badly. Okay, you want me to start off the thing with the badly?
Okay, yeah, sure.
This movie was fine as far as an action flick until the very end before the plane scene, where they're all at the NATO prison, and then The Rock pulls out his gun. He's like, no, we're all going to let them leave, right? Because the movie could have finished there.
Yeah, that was a little weird. That was a little weird. I agree.
Climax.
Yeah, they needed a more ridiculous scene with a plane.
That was the worst scene to me. What about you, Jeremy?
The worst thing to me is that they set up Fast Five as like Vin Diesel got over Michelle Rodriguez.
Right.
And
he's with that hot Brazilian now. Oh my God. She is so fucking hot.
They just ignore the hot Brazilian.
Yeah, she's there for like two episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, two minutes, I'm sorry. Basically. Two scenes.
He just leaves her for no reason.
For Michelle Rodriguez.
Right.
Talk about a downgrade, right? Yeah.
It seems unrealistic.
Oh, yeah. If he had a brain,
yep.
He would not be leaving her.
It's hard for you to believe that they wanted to bring back one of the original characters just to pull at the heartstrings of the few fans who actually follow the story.
That's true, but Michelle Rodriguez versus this girl who's married to Chris Hemsworth, who is Thor, for you guys who don't know. She's so much hotter, though.
She's hot.
She is hot, man.
Yeah, the Brazilian girl is Elsa Pataki.
Pataki, yeah.
Pataki, sorry. Sorry, I don't know what else she's in.
She looks good.
And she spent, like, a really long time just taking care of Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster's kid.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
So she did all that, and she's really nice, and then Vin Diesel leaves her.
Yeah, she seems to be getting the ultimate short end of the stick.
Well, the other problem I thought with this movie is, like, and they talk about this in How Did This Get Made, which I hope you guys will all listen to later for this movie, particularly since we watched it. But there's this time where at the beginning of the movie, Vin Diesel goes up to Paul Walker and is like, hey, we have a score. And Paul Walker's like, yeah, no problem, I'll join, right? Which would be bad because his wife just had a baby. But no, the wife doesn't protest. She's like, you need to go. We're family. And it's like, no, you retard.
Great.
But all of a sudden, he's just like, Vin Diesel's like,
hey,
got
you know what?
Hard job.
You know what, Andy? What's up? They had dinner a couple of times.
That is true.
That's a bond that can never be broken. They were
Jeremy,
neighbors.
Jeremy, hit me up.
To go back from the first movie, it's understandable that Jordana Brewster's character would want him to go.
Get Letty.
And help
Letty
Vin Diesel.
And her were friends since forever.
Forever, you're
but
right.
Paul Walker barely knew Letty.
That is so true.
Well, you know, he's just...
So that doesn't make any sense.
I guess he's just taking up the torch.
Yeah.
The thing I liked the least about the movie, apart from the valid points you guys made, was that the music was really awkward, like the first hour, I would say. Like all of the transition music was really strange, and like the theme music to the song is not very good. And you would expect...
That was terrible,
expect with someone like Ludacris, you would be able to get better producers.
Why would you?
Because, yeah, it sounds really cheesy. Like, really, really cheesy.
Yes.
Like, the things you could buy on Jingle Punks for, like, $3.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Not good. It's not good. But other than that, I mean, it's an okay movie. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was really good. Let's give it out of a 10.
Jeremy,
would you give it
first?
And why? Would people rent it? Would people have to see it right now? Let's hear it.
I will give it a 6.5.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Okay, so why?
Because it's just an above average movie. It's a
this
little
above
bit
average.
Lower because it's not very memorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's predictable and you...
It's predictable in the worst senses,
right.
Too.
You know, I actually, I think earlier I said that I liked the action in this one better.
Yes.
And I think overall I do, like the movie as a whole. But... the scene with, like, the train and, like, the desert and train scene from Fast Five, I think, was cooler. I thought it was, like, much more interesting to watch.
Okay.
But this was cool, too. Just not as
sure.
Cool. But overall, it was better, I think.
I would have to say that I give this a 7.5.
Okay.
I really like this movie. I saw it in the theaters. There, it got, like, the last third of the movie gets to the point where it's like, okay, you guys are going back to, like, regular...
cheese mode, yeah.
Cheese conventions,
yeah.
Right? Like, the jumping and, like, slamming your back over a meridian to save a girl.
Yeah.
Or, like, the...
tank.
The airplane.
The really...
has, like, a 5-mile, like...
No, that's, like, a 50-mile runway.
It's, like, so long.
Yeah.
The runway is so long.
There's
action scenes can be appreciated.
Yeah, I think I was telling you guys when we were watching this, there's this place, I think it's in either New Mexico or Arizona. It's just a really, really long runway that film studios use to film these types of scenes. Because otherwise, they would have to stop and then, like, make it go back and then come back forward again. It wouldn't make a lot of sense. So yeah, it's like the longest runway on Earth. I would also give this a 7.5 because I thought it was pretty cool. I like the kind of like banter between all of the comic relief characters. Yeah, I love The Rock.
The writing was pretty solid for a stupid action.
Yeah. It was very entertaining. And it moved pretty fast for me. Kind of a longer move. I think you said originally that it was like a little bit over an hour and a half.
It was actually 2 hours and 11 minutes.
Yeah, I looked it up on the Wikipedia page, and it says that the theater one is 130 minutes.
And the extended one was 2 hours and 11 minutes. So it was barely anything extended.
Yeah, like 1 minute.
I think it was like the racing thing.
Which racing thing?
Any of them.
Great.
Jesus.
They just added more racing to it.
Yeah,
because they can say fuck in PG-13 movies now.
Ooh.
They can say it one time.
2013, we've come so far.
I know.
For the children.
Advancement.
So it was what was it, 6.5 from Jeremy?
Yeah.
A 7.5 from me.
And a 7.5 from me.
Solid movie, man.
Yeah. You should check it out if you haven't seen it
already. We did this in honor of Paul Walker, who passed away recently.
Yeah. And I think this is a good movie for him to end on.
I don't know how they'll do Fast 7, but yeah, I hope.
You know what?
I really think
what they originally said is that most of his scenes were already done, which I find really hard to believe.
Well, they did half the movie already, right?
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they filmed half. They're on a film break.
Yeah, it's for Thanksgiving.
It was a Thanksgiving break.
He just went home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, no, I know he was at like coming home from a charity event with his.
Well, yeah, but he was on a break for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. I don't know what they'll do, because like initially, what they were saying is that they weren't going to postpone anything. Like, they had most of his scenes filmed.
They really, yeah.
And, like, they were just going to continue. But then, like, a day or two ago, they were basically like, we're shutting down filming indefinitely to figure out what we're going to do about the production. So
they'll definitely have to rewrite.
We'll have to rewrite it.
Oh, yeah.
My impression was that they were halfway done with filming at the very least.
Yeah, so it might be something where, you know, they're going to cut a lot of his parts out, or they're going to try to leave it in, you know, just kind of like a Bruce Lee.
Who knows what it's going to do, but it's kind of sad because this franchise really relied on him and Vin Diesel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're like the two core characters that get everybody else together.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Although in Fast 6, I feel like Paul Walker was
more integral
of a main character.
That is true. I can see that.
Previous ones.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he didn't actually like the part where he went to America undercover to find out that information. When he came back, he never shared that information
at all.
So he didn't really need to go for anything.
He definitely didn't.
That was a big hole.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Maybe there was like some editing choices made for that.
I wonder.
Like,
man.
Maybe they were going to add some stuff, but it would have made the movie too long because it's already a 2-hour action movie.
It's possible.
So maybe, I don't know. But, you know, thanks as always for listening. If you haven't seen Fast 6, you should check it out. I'm pretty sure it's probably streaming on something, but we got the
We
got the Blu-ray. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.